This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the Mahayuti government has worked relentlessly for the development of Mathwada region of Maharashtra. Addressing a rally in Nanded yesterday, Mr. Modi said that the last 2.5 years, the Mathwada region has seen the investment of more than 80,000 crore rupees. He highlighted 11 irrigation projects in the region. He also emphasized key developments like the Delhi-Mumbai Industrial Corridor, Rail Coach Factory, Logistic Park, Samruddhi Highway, Shaktipeet Expressway and new flights from Nanded to Delhi and Adampur, expressing the confidence in the creation of numerous local employment opportunities. Mr. Modi also accused government of Congress for playing the politics on OBC and saying that they are trying to eliminate the identity of the OBCs and dividing them into different castes. In Jharkhand election campaigning, it's in full swing. Leaders of both NDA and India blocs are making whirlwind tours across the state and woo voters in favor of the party candidates. Addressing an election meeting at Chhatarpur in Palamu, senior BJP leader Amit Shah accused Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for being anti-OBC, anti-Dalit and anti-tribal. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also criticized the BJP tax policies and accused its leadership of favoring capitalists over the poor. Leaders of the RJD, AGSU and the left parties have also addressed the poll rallies in different parts of the state. In Jammu and Kashmir, one terrorist was killed in an encounter between the security forces and the terrorists in the Sopore town of Baramulla district last evening, while 2 to 3 terrorists are still trapped there. Officials say that the fierce gunfire broke out between the security forces and the terrorists at Sopore yesterday. Following specific inputs about the presence of the terrorist, a joint anti-terror operation was started by the army, CRPF and the police. As the layers of cordon and search operation were increased, terrorists fired at the surrounding forces, triggering an encounter. In a significant development, having far-reaching implications for the Indian students, Canada has announced the discontinuation of its Student Direct Stream Visa Program. The SDS is a key pathway for international students seeking permits for studies. It has said that the decision has come as part of the country's attempt to address ongoing housing shortages and the resource drain. The SDS program was designed to fast-track study permit application for students from 14 countries. In Pakistan, at least 25 people, including 14 soldiers, have been killed after a bomb exploded at a railway station in Balochistan province yesterday. Over 50 people were injured in the blast, which happened as the popular morning train was about to leave Kethar station in southwestern Pakistan for Peshawar. The Baloch Waziristan army, which claimed the responsibility of the attack, said that a statement released on social media that it targeted a Pakistan military unit that was returning from Kethar after completing a training course. The International Film Festival of India 2024 has announced the launch of A Fiesta, a vibrant entertainment extravaganza designed to bring communities together through the magic of films, food, art and interactive experiences. A Fiesta will be hosted in the Kala Academy located at Picture Square Waterfront in Panjim, Goa from the 21st till the 28th of November. Prominent Indian musicians Ricky Kej and Anushka Shankar have earned Grammy nominations for the 67th Grammy Awards. Ricky Kej, a 3-time Grammy winner, received his 4th Grammy nomination for his album Break of Dawn in the Best New Age, Ambient or Chant Album category. Anusha Shankar, renowned sitarist and composer, was also nominated in the same category. India's Pankaj Advani has won IBSF World Billiards Championship 150-year format title. He defeated England's Robert Hall in the final clash of the tournament at Doha in Qatar yesterday. India has also won 2 silver and 1 bronze medal in the opening day of the World University Shooting Championship at Dr. Karni Singh Range in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.